it was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, one of those things.
From the opening track, a rendition of Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, it's clear Jamie Cullum is more than just a jazz singer. His inventive delivery, coupled with his mastery on a variety of instruments, has fans flocking to his sold-out shows worldwide. Cullum's previous album sold more than 2 million copies and led one reviewer to rank him as one of today's top jazz crossover artists. Testing musical boundaries is nothing new for Jamie Cullum. In fact, he's been expanding his limits since learning to play piano and guitar at age 8. When he added drums to his repertoire, Cullum found work in various rock bands and a hip-hop group. His interest in jazz came from his older brother Ben, as well as the music of Dave Brubeck, Herbie Hancock, and Oscar Peterson. Jamie honed his jazz skills during a brief stint in Paris before releasing his first album while still in his teens. Now 30, Cullum charts a new course with The Pursuit. He says, "It was the right time for me to take myself out of my comfort zone and to push myself to be bolder.
Every single part of me is burning possibilities. My tired eyes are blinking in the glare. You and I should make out till we're drunk. I have to both come up for air."
Jamie Cullum kept up his hectic pace, even though he was on a 4-year break between solo albums. During that time, he performed in various European jazz and rock bands, sang on several Hollywood soundtracks, and composed 9 original songs for his new album, including I Love This. The ever-busy Cullum kicked off his 2010 world tour on March 2nd at the Oak Room in New York City. In April, he will travel to Europe, Japan, South Korea, and Australia before returning to his native England for a 10-city tour in May. I'm Doug Levine.
Every day you live a life full of hope. Shouldn't drag your soul around you like a length of rope. You remember everything you thought your life would be. Well, it's falling through the cracks of ancient history.